So you're running late the night of Bedikas Chametz. Is it better to have your wife do Bedikas Chametz at the proper time? We'll call it 7:50 p.m. I'm not sure the exact time, but, you know, give or take. So 7:50, or you're not going to be home till 11 o'clock at night. Is it better for your wife to do it at the proper time, or you to do it at 11 p.m.? So for Shulchan Aruch, we have to build up a couple of background facts before we tackle this actual question. Background fact number one is, what's the ideal time for Bedikas Chametz? The ideal time going to Shulchan Aruch is Leil Yud Daled Nisan, B'tchilas Leil Yud Daled Nisan, which the Mishnah Berurah clarifies is after Tseis HaKochavim, and the reason is primarily so you don't act lazy and you don't forget. But, you know, Bir Halach explained there's a specific inyan by Bedikas Chametz to start immediately and not to wait at all, even if you're not doing anything else. So there's this concept that you should do it immediately when Tseis HaKochavim comes. In fact, the Dirshan Mishnah Berurah points out that even some of the poskim who are machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, at least when it comes to Bedikas Chametz, they still don't wait for Rabbeinu Tam, and they do it by regular Tseis HaKochavim. That's background fact number one. Background fact number two is, in general, if you have a male who could do the Bedikas Chametz at the proper time for you, or you yourself could do it later on, is it better to ask the Shliach, or is it better to do it yourself? Now again, we're only talking about a male at this point. So Mishnah Berurah says, if your person is davening Ma'ariv by himself, it's better to daven before Bedikas Chametz and appoint someone else to do Bedikah for him at the proper time. In other words, he should daven Ma'ariv and hire someone else to do Bedikah. Again, this is if you're otherwise going to be davening Ma'ariv at home anyway. So not a case when you're going to a minyan, that's a different situation. But that implies that a shliach at the proper time is better, it's preferable than you later on. And the Chodesh Shani says this explicitly. So that's background fact number two, that it's better to get a male shliach to do it at the proper time than you yourself later on. Now, in general, are women chayiv in Bedikas Chametz? Again, the case would be, in this case, in this point number three, if a woman has her own house, or she's an almana, or she's a single girl, and she lives by herself, she owns her house, let's say, does she have to do Bedikas Chametz? So the Minchas Chinuch declares, he's not sure whether the obligation of Tashpisa, which is a mitzvah aseisha as man grama, if women are obligated in it or not. And he cites the Shagas Ari, which says that women are obligated in Bedikas Chametz, even though it's a mitzvah aseisha as man grama, because it's connected to the lav of Baal Yeroe, that they shouldn't see Chametz. So obviously, even though it's an aseh which is connected to a lav, women are chayiv in as well. Now, the Prima Gadim disagrees, and this is not so clear. Some hold that she is perhaps pater from Tashpis, although Prima Gadim himself seems to agree that they are chayav, but he holds that, mentions some, it's possible that she is pater from Tashpisu. Now, the Sefer Shari Binyamin points out that women, whether women are chayav in Bedikah or not is an afkamina regarding the reason of Bedikah. According to the Vilna Gaon, the reason for the Bedikah is that the Rabbanan din based on the Pasuk Ushmartim Haseyom Hazeh Udoro Sechem, so then women are chayv in that as well, because the women were in part of the Gezer the Rabbanan. But if you say it's because of Tashbisu, so then you get into this entire discussion of the Prima Gadim and the Minchas Chinuch, it's possible women would not be chayv in Tashbisu to do Bedikas Chametz. Practically speaking, we seem told that women are chayiv in Tashbisu, and therefore a woman, if she's living by herself, if she has her own house, she is chayiv to do Bedikas Chametz. So that's point number three. Point number four is, well, in general, can a woman be a shliach for a man by Bedikas Chametz, even if they're both doing it at the same time? In other words, you want to do the bottom four, you have task your wife or your older daughter to task the attic, to clean the attic, and so you're making the bracha, but they're being your shliach for that upper floor. Does that work or not? So the Gemara in Pesachim says, "Akol ne'amanim." Everyone is believed, even women on Bedikas Chametz, because it's only the Rabbanim. The Rishami though says, "Not lechachiva," because atzlanes hein. We're not going to translate the words atzlanes hein, but it's not a positive term that they are not as, you know, proficient in the Bedikah as men are. Now, there's all safer written of why this is the case. The Ian Parsha goes, cites of Chaim Kanievsky and others, why this is the case, sir, but then that is off topic now. Practically speaking, the Shulchan Aruch Ramah don't mention this, implying that women are just as good as men at Bedikas Chametz. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says fundamentally women can be a shliach for a man in Bedikas Chametz, but it's better that they are not because they're at Slonis Hain. The Aruch HaShulchan says nowadays our women, though, are better cleaners than men and are, in fact, more careful than men, which is why we assume for the most part, you know, obviously the Mishnah Berurah doesn't fully agree to this, but the Aruch HaShulchan says clearly women would be allowed to be shluchim for a man. So now we put this all together and now get to our feature presentation. If a man will be late, should a woman check bizman or not? So the Mishnah Yosef says, It's better for to do a mitzvah later, but more optimally, i.e. the man doing it later on, than earlier, but less optimally. And that would make sense, therefore, to wait for the man. And he says, even though nowadays women would technically do a better job than men anyway, he says, still, Paul Rabbanan, the rabbis made a rule that the women don't do bedikas chametz, because atzlan is sane, and therefore, whether they are or are not, we don't play games with it. And he says, in general, women work hard before the bedikas, so when it comes to the bedikas chametz, they may just do a perfunctory job, because they'll rely on the fact that they already did bedikas chametz throughout the whole month. So therefore, he says the man should do it. But then he says maybe the woman should actually do it at the proper time. Number one, he says it's important to do it, bedikas chametz, at the proper time. Number two, he says she owns half the house. I'm not sure if he's saying that legally, because I'm not sure how a woman owns the house, if everything she owns goes to the husband. But I guess she has a chelek of the house. She lives in the house just as much as he does, and they view it as if it's jointly owned. If that's the case, so why should she lose out on her crucial mitzvah of doing it at the proper time? Let her do it. She shouldn't have to wait for him. And if she does it, anyway, he said he's going to only, when he comes home, he's going to only do a perfunctory job later on, because it's going to be 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. So therefore, he says the woman should do it early on. In fact, the Chuvah Sanhaga says the same thing. A woman should do it early on, but she should leave one room for the man. And this way, she can make a bracha, and he can make a bracha on his one room when he comes home. The Birchas Yehuda, however, disagrees. He says, no way. He says, even the Chuvah Sanhaga would say that a man should do it at the proper time, later on, if the man's going to come home within an hour or two, let's say, like 9 o'clock. If he's going to be home at midnight, then it's a different story. But the Birchas Yehuda says women don't clean well as the things that take a lot of patience, he says. This is a pretty stark thing to say. He says, anyway, they already did the cleaning before the night of Bedika, so they're only going to do a perfunctory Bedika. And he says, it's a man's place to do the mitzvahs in the house. Therefore, he doesn't like that idea. But practically speaking, it seems pretty clear. There's definitely a thought to say that the woman should be the one to do the Bedika earlier on, better, more preferable than the man later on.